Well, here we are, friends. The finale of season 2 of Atypical Truth. It's been an incredible experience to talk to some of the most important people in my life, learn their perspective and connections to the medically complex community. I've heard from many people over the course of the last year, whether it's close friends, some distant acquaintances, and even complete strangers have reached out to share how these conversations have inspired or impacted their lives. I've heard how our episodes have opened their eyes to what a coworker or a family member must be going through, or spread empathy to situations that were previously misunderstood. And honestly, hearing that feedback has made these late nights of planning, writing, recording worth every minute. This project, this whole guest hosting an entire season of a podcast project, was an experiment of sorts for me. Initially, I actually wrestled with whether broadcasting my story as a mom of a medically complex child would be the right decision. As a family, we have been relatively open to our experience and definitely supportive of telling our story in order to raise awareness and progress for congenital heart disease and rare genetic conditions. But this commitment was another level. It was having my personal, impactful conversations, telling stories from the darkest days in my family's life, and then publishing it for the world to hear. What if people didn't understand? What if the conversations didn't accurately reflect the experience? What if it was too much or not enough? Also, I did worry about publishing stories that directly involved my kids. I knew if I agreed to it, I would adamantly focus on my experience and telling my perspective as a mom, colliding with and then living in this new world. But even at that, my experience inherently overlaps with Luke and Ozzy's. Sometimes, admittedly, I still wonder, and I hope that when they're old enough, they'll agree with the decision that I made. But ultimately, I decided to host this season to tell my story because I know the impact this would have had on my life to have heard it 5 or 6 years ago. I know how isolating, how helpless you can feel as a parent in this world, like you are the only person carrying this weight of a diagnosis. As parents, we are instinctively determined to protect our children, to keep them healthy and safe. When something like a rare disease threatens that health and safety, whether it's an acute, immediate danger or a slow-moving, dull roar of concern, we are automatically on high alert. Instinctively, we are thrown into survival mode for our children and find ourselves doing things we never dreamed we'd have to get used to. Medications, equipment, insurance, emergencies, surgeries, procedures, treatments, and therapies, to name a few. That adrenaline, that instinctive adaptation we make as parents in this, that alone is extremely isolating. I was lucky that as a new mom, another heart mom reached out to me. Before that, though, I felt like Kevin and I were the only people we'd ever know dealing with anything close to what we were experiencing. My what ifs in considering the podcast then started to turn positive. What if during those sleepless first nights in the hospital after Luke was born, I had access to stories of healing through trauma? What if those stories came from just a regular person without a medical degree or sponsors or any other motive other than awareness and empathy? What if this podcast tells a scared mom, having faced similar news, that what she is feeling is a shared experience. What if it gives others outside of this community a safe place to listen and learn? What if this season is a connecting force that nudges our world just an inch in a more inclusive direction? Well, spoiler alert, the positive what ifs won out, and I dove right in. Hosting this season of Atypical Truth has been a once-in-a-lifetime experience for me. And I must say, I couldn't imagine a more genuine, committed, talented creator to partner with. Erica's heart and soul is woven into this podcast. Her integrity and her dedication has meant countless hours producing these episodes into the art that they become. Getting to know Erica throughout this season has been very impactful on my life. She is somehow compassionate and brilliant, artistic yet technical, adaptable, and also steadfast. And if you're listening to her podcast at this point, you probably also know that she's one of those people who make the room brighter, the day better for everyone. I am so grateful for this opportunity to have worked with her over the last year to produce a season that not only accomplished, but exceeded every goal I had for it. And I also want to say thank you to each of my guests this season. I realize wholeheartedly that they each likely went through a version of the should I, shouldn't I thought process when I asked them to join me. They agreed to share their perspectives, open up their lives, and beyond that, trust that Erica and I would use that vulnerability for good. To give context, many of them recorded their episode before any of the season aired. They took a leap of faith in the mission that I had for this season. From the medical professionals to the friends and family that joined me, you have made an impact. Your strength in sharing your perspective was the very foundation of this season's success. And of course, thank you so much to everyone who has listened to this season. Hearing from listeners throughout this year who found connection of their own has meant so much to me. So what's next for my family? Well, the world has a funny way of timing things out. This season is coming to a close, but our story just turns to a new chapter. Luke is starting kindergarten. There's just something monumental for me about him going to kindergarten. That we're finally here. I can close my eyes and instantly be back to the hunched over, stressed out, sleepless mom, craning over the hospital bed with my new baby, praying for his tiny body to heal. I can blink to the physical therapy sessions, wondering if our two-year-old would ever have the strength to crawl. So many obstacles. So much uncertainty that has filled our lives these last 5.5 years. Thinking back to those times, I don't think I allowed myself to think this far into the future, to imagine months, let alone years of stability. I know I could not have dreamed up Ozzy, this beautiful spirit that has always belonged with us and is here now. Our second child, who was innately protected by his big brother before he was even born. This medical stability with Luke that has wonderfully overlapped with the time that Ozzy has been in this world has been precious and so cherished by our family. And we recently found out that it might just continue. Luke had his cardiology follow-up just last week. You know, the same routine follow-up as the ones where we've gotten terrible news multiple times in the past. But this one went well. Everything looks good. If all continues in this direction, his next surgery will be the battery replacement for his pacemaker, and likely not for another year, maybe more. From what we know now, we have every intent on Luke going to kindergarten to learn, play, explore, make friends, and be a kid. Luke and Ozzy are doing a great job at just that, being kids. And the grownups in their lives are soaking up every single minute of it. So I'll sign off with a final sentiment. At Cardinal Glennon, every patient going through heart surgery gets a heart pillow and a Sharpie for the nurses, doctors, medical teams to sign. Luke's heart pillows sit proudly on a shelf in his room, covered, and I mean covered, in signatures and well wishes. On one, though, we intentionally kept it blank, except for the message his heart surgeon wrote. I'd like to close our season with that message. With the same hands used to stop my son's heart, perform complex surgeries on it, and bring him back to life, Luke's heart surgeon wrote, "Dear Luke, your heart is fixed. Go and enjoy your life every day. Remember to remember us."
Whew. Y'all have no idea how hard it was for me to put the final wrap on this incredible season. If there's one thing you should know about me, it's that I'm terrible at goodbyes. I will avoid them at all costs. But as Kristen so eloquently stated, this is not the end of a beautiful thing. It's just a new chapter, and we have many beautiful new chapters unfolding here at Atypical Truth. Fortunately for all of us, especially me, Kristen will remain in the background of this project, helping us to grow and sustain our storytelling mission. I'm happy to share some wonderful updates from the Newbern family since this finale was recorded. First and foremost, the extraordinary young man who is at the heart of these conversations, no pun intended. Okay, yeah, maybe I did. Mr. Luke is doing great in kindergarten. What Luke loves most about school, besides recess probably, is performing science experiments and attending his drama class. So I can't wait to see where these interests take him. And Ozzy, he is growing like a weed. Oh my goodness. He just had his iconic mullet trimmed. And I have to say that I truly shed some tears the day that Kristen posted those photos. So, more than anything, though, I'm excited to share that our little family clans, the Newburns and the Sterns, we will be meeting for the very first time ever in person at next weekend's Sun Run fundraiser event for the Cardinal Glennon Children's Foundation. So first of all, it's wild to think that Kristen and I have developed what I consider to be a very deep bond as two friends who have never actually hung out in person. Secondly, it does seem fantastically appropriate that our families will be uniting to celebrate and honor the hospital that's given us so much, you know, like our children's health and our friendship, just to, you know, name a few. And on a personal note, this will be the very first time our family is making a non-medically related trip to St. Louis. And for that, I'm just elated. So yeah, I kind of want to share with you a little bit about the Cardinal Glennon Sun Run, or for us, the Sun Roll. The Cardinal Glennon Sun Run is an event that the Newbern family has raised money for every year for several years. Luke is 5 now, and I'm pretty sure they started the year he was born. This is something their family looks forward to every year. It's a way to honor Luke and show gratitude by helping to raise funds for future Glennon kids. Because the thing is, all the proceeds raised they helped to provide the financial support necessary for Cardinal Glennon to deliver exceptional care to all children who are in need of care. And thanks to those of you who ordered t-shirts throughout this season, Atypical Truth was able to donate to not only Luke's Skywalker's team, but also the Cardinal Glennon Complex Medical Care Team. So, you know, if by chance you've been moved by this season and you have some funds to spare, please consider making a donation to Luke's Skywalker's team. There's still plenty of time to donate. You don't have to join us in person to celebrate, but it would be pretty cool if you happen to show up. And that takes place next Sunday, October 16th, in St. Louis at Forest Park. I've included a link to the website here in the show notes where you can find all the details. And finally, Atypical Truth is gearing up for production for the third season. However, I will be back in a few weeks to provide you some bonus material. And yes, it will be in the form of storytelling some, you know, pretty important and relevant updates from our lives. Meanwhile, I just want each of you to know that I deeply appreciate you listening, for all the comments and support. 2022 was a pretty rough year for my family, and there were many of you who noticed the silence and made a point to check in. And I just want to say how much that was appreciated by me personally. So thank you all. I hope you and your families have a very happy fall. The beautiful music that greets us at the beginning and end of each episode, it's performed by my favorite contemporary music collective, Amina. The original cover art for Atypical Truth was designed by Kendall Bell, and the cover art designed specifically for season 2 was created by Eric McJilton. Links to these artists can be found in the show notes.